John, and the reason I say that is because we're joined by prophet and also medium, Takeshi Tebogo. Tebogo, what an awesome pleasure it is to have you with us on our show. We thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Sifuna ukukhuluma about spiritual healing, Tebogo. When one says spiritual healing, in your view, what are we talking about?
Good morning, I'm JT, and good morning to the listeners of Rise FM. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. Thank you for the opportunity. Today we're going to be talking about spiritual healing, and my understanding, because I do believe all of us have got a different meaning or different understanding of what is this all about. But my understanding, the way I go about it, it's actually a treatment. It's a treatment that involves the transfer of energy through the healer to the recipient, you know. So spiritual healing is not linked to any particular religion. It has nothing to do with religion or your beliefs. It's not even a safe healing. So even the skeptical people can be healed. So that is what it is all about. It's just a transfer of energy through the healer to the recipient.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about the transfer of energy, could you be talking about maybe you using your hands over someone's body for healing? What does it entail exactly?
It could be that. It could be me through using my hands, praying for a particular person and attaching their body, or it could be through meditation. You specifically as an individual, you meditate or you connect with your ancestors. So you get a way of them connecting with them in whatever way they would want you to connect with them, because we've got different ways of connecting. Because for African people, it's ancestors, and for the white people, they call them angels. So some people use imbebo, and they do those meditation, they burn it, and they appease ancestors. Some people, in terms of white people, they will mostly use candles. Although with us Africans or black people, we also use candles. You know, so there's different ways. Some people use crystals. Some people burn incense and those kinds of things, you know. So it depends what kind of a connection that you would just build with your ancestors to be able to feel that energy, to be able to have that transfer of energy so that you can be healed. But it definitely do wonders, because anyone can be healed, you know, JT, anyone can be healed. People carry around what we call energetic burdens, you know. People go around with anger, they go around with fear, and all of these things, and all of these things can be alleviated by healing. It can be healing does wonders in terms of elevating those kind of burdens that people carry around with.
And I think maybe for argument's sake, you know, one might say, why can't we use spiritual healing for headaches or things like that? Spiritual healing applies for energy as far as spiritual concern. I mean, as far as spirituality is concerned, isn't it?
Most definitely does. We can use, you know, like I said, it can be in the physical form of things, and it can be in the spiritual form of things, because either way, when a person comes to you and then they need spiritual healing, it doesn't necessarily mean that it only focuses on the healing on the spiritual side of things, even on the physical side of things, because it would need, for instance, be suffering from pain, and after we have done the spiritual healing, that would be the effects of the healing, you know, the benefits of the healing. It will reduce the pain. It will be giving you the deepening of inner peace. You know, when you lack peace, you'll have that kind of peace. Your pain will be reduced. And then some people also feel sense of connectedness, you know, with the universe, because there are people that are a bit detached from the universe. They don't know if they want to be here or not. And it also helps them to give them a sense of belonging and those kind of things.
You know, I look at the work that you do, and I see a future between you and Rise FM, which could be an interesting future, might I add. Because not only are you able to speak on such issues, but also we are kwanokufunza umuntu, isn't it?
Definitely, Definitely, I'm able to read people, because I think people need to understand the kind of work that I do. I am a spiritual healer, and I'm a prophet, meaning that I can be able to tap in the past and in the future and in the present. So when we do have these insights, I do not call them consultations over the phone. I only call them consultations once we meet face to face. But if it's over the air and all those things, I call them insights, because I'm just giving you a bit of what's happening in your life, what might happen in your life, and what is currently happening in your life, you know. And I'm also a physique medium. I'm a person who can be able to connect with people that are not longer in the earth that we're living, or in this life that we're living. They've crossed over to another world that is only known by them. So I can be able to convey those messages that they are telling me, for me to be able to tell you as a person who's trying to connect with them, because we as people, we are trying to connect with different people. So we want to know what they think of us when they are in that world, or know what kind of message do they want us to know, or what are they going through, or what is it that we can do to be able to better our lives. Because you need to understand, JT, that people that have they see life in a different perspective, not the way we see it. You know, they've healed, they are happy. You know, they don't have the worries that we go through. They don't have the strength, the stresses that we go through on a daily basis. They don't have those energetic burdens that I was talking about. They are now free, so they will be able to, you know, to deliver the messages to help us go on with our lives.
Yeah, and I'm so happy you mentioned that, because I think that's one of the questions that a lot of people would ask if they go to see a medium or a person like you, to say, how is my son? How is my father doing? Are they okay? Are they happy where they are? And so to have that connection with someone like you, I think it is a blessing. Someone might disagree and not believe in what we're talking about, but then again, it is different strokes for different folks. That's Tebogo Takeshi. We look forward to having you on our show. It should be exciting. We'll make time, Stephen. We'll be the guinea pigs. Thank you so much, Tebogo.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm happy about it. And someday we will be able to do this. You'll be able to, you know, invite or call us, and I can be able to do, you know, live on air readings, you know. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I will need from them is their name and say name and their date of birth, and then the spirits will flow, and then we'll be able to tap in that world.
Amen.
I wish you'd have taken a call or two, but I don't know in terms of time, but that will be done or in future.
Yeah, that's something we're definitely thinking of doing in the next week. So thank you so much again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. You know how important such things are, Mtarara. And I say this because, you know, for a person like me who has lost a parent at an early age, we are funagwat gogutsi umtalo wakho la khona khona. Uyajabula about the moves that you are making in your life. Is he or she happy with the decisions that you've taken in your life? Ngoba sometimes into litifana le ubona sekulate. Uva bathi madlota kini akajabula, akajabula sengendeni na ngoba bakangitsheli phela mina ukuthi hayi chethu unganyatheli lapha, nganyatheli. So so to have these conversations, it is really interesting. It should be fun. We look forward to it. Tebogo will be joining us next week. So if you have any questions for Tebogo, you can bank them. And Omasis Kulumana Tebogo, then so you let us know. You know.